Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, a former Packer and Badger running back that he is. The inventor of the Lambeau Leap joins us, Leroy Butler, Packer Hall of Famer, Football Hall of Fame finalist. Have some fun coming up on today's show. Going to celebrate a little. Happy that the NBA is coming back, as you just heard, July 31st. We'll talk about that to lead off the show. Want to get your thoughts about the NBA coming back. What are you most looking forward to with the Bucks finally being able to get to play again? And a little bit different. No fans. We're not going to be able to go watch them. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. Eric Name will join us coming up at 2:45. Of course, read all his great stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. And then later on in the show, John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com and the Rivals Network. He will join us at 4:45 as the Badgers have been busy on the football recruiting trail here the last couple of weeks. So we'll get you updated on who all is coming to Madison via their oral commitments to this point. Nobody has signed. Obviously, you can't sign at this point. But through their oral commitments, we'll tell you about all of that coming up at 4:45. We will get into Drew Brees at 4 o'clock. We will also get into the great Packers video that was put out earlier today at 3 o'clock. Well, I think it's great. You may not. We'll discuss that at 3 o'clock. But first, again, I'm going to start off with the NBA. So this is how this went down. Earlier today, the Board of Governors took their vote. 29-1 was the final vote total. The only team that voted against this was the Portland Trailblazers, of course. I didn't see Portland coming. I thought it would be the Knicks because Dolan is known to do dumb things. But Portland was the one that didn't want to do it. So we'll have to wait and see why that was. I'm sure they will tell us at some point why they voted against it. So it starts on July 31st. This is how it's all going to set up based on Shams Charania. June 15th, players located internationally will return to their market that they play in. June 21st, all players will report to their market, meaning all Bucks players will have to be in Milwaukee. June 22nd, coronavirus testing begins. Training camp begins June 30th. July 7th, teams will travel to Orlando. The season will then begin on July 31st. Free agency will begin on October 18th. Now, again, if the NBA Finals were to go seven games, it would be done on October 12th. And the NBA draft, the report out for the NBA draft was just 3 days after the finals. Was the original report out that we had seen earlier. That is from Adrian Wojnarowski saying the draft would be October 15th. The draft lottery, which obviously the Bucks will not be in, will be on August 25th. So the draft could potentially be 3 days after the finals, the way this whole thing sets up. Then 3 days after the draft, free agency will kick in, and that will begin on October 18th. Then the next season, 2020-2021, less than a month later, after free agency begins, November 10th, training camp begins for the next season. December 1st, scheduled to be the opening night as of right now. They are saying that's a fluid situation, that the December 1st may not end up being the day, but at some point in December, will be opening day. There is not a lot of room between the end of the season and the start of the next season based on how this whole thing is put together. I will say that I think the way they have it set up with a November training camp and December opening night is probably how the NBA is going to operate going forward after this year. But Gary, your thoughts on everything I laid out there for you as far as how this whole thing is going to play out with this 22-team schedule and possible play-ins for 9 seeds, trying to get to 8 seeds later on and so forth like we discussed yesterday.
You know, Steve, I don't think there's anything to be mad about.
Hold on, I got to turn you up. I can't hear you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You got me turned up?
I'm still turning. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really don't think there's anything to be mad about. I think you got basketball back. They figured out how to do it. No fans, of course, which you already stated, but you'll get a chance to watch it on television. And now we get a chance to go watch the Milwaukee Bucks go try to win an NBA championship, which hadn't happened here since in the 60s. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad they got it together. I'm glad they got it done. Doesn't seem like money was an issue. They've got, three complexes that we learned that they can divide everything up to. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to see it. We're a ways away from it still, but, listen, it's going to go into October, I think, is what they amounted to. So, I mean, obviously, this obviously bodes well for football. If they're getting this done, you know there will be a football season. Now, we don't know if it's going to have fans in it, but I would assume that now, if the NBA is going, you will see the NFL going as well.
It's going to be interesting to see at some point here, once they get a little bit further along, what the actual schedule itself is going to look like, Leroy, as you try to play 8 games, I would guess, as quickly as possible to get yourself into the playoffs, to get the playoffs going. So I would think that they want the season, regular season, to probably be done. My guess would be by, middle of August? So 2 or 3 weeks of regular season and then into the playoffs would be my guess as far as how long they want this to take. Do you have any concerns about how this whole thing is set up, Leroy?
No, I was trying to see if I saw anything about if a guy got a positive test, but they shut it down.
They said, we talked about that yesterday on the air.
Yeah,
that essentially if somebody tests positive for COVID, that person will then be secluded into a room or whatever the case may be, away from the team and everybody else, and they will continue testing everybody else on the team, and the team will continue to play. That's the deal on that. And we're already seeing these COVID cases popping up in different sports. There was a report out today that Alabama football players, there's 5 that have tested positive for COVID so far on the Alabama football team. So you're going to start to see this popping up, and the key is going to be whether or not they're going to be able to, play through this. Because what happens if an NBA team ends up with 5 guys with COVID? I mean, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble.
Well, it seems like they use the word quarantine. So if it happens, guys just go. I mean, what if your roster gets short? Can they add players and stuff like that? And that stuff they can just work out in the month of June and always add, because it's a fluid situation. It's just new to everybody. They can pretty much do whatever they want. They got the shell. I would say this would be the shell of what they want to do, and they can start filling it in. So I anticipated this happening, so I had my LeBron James purple 23 Lakers shirt on today, assuming that they can win a championship. I guess a lot of it, too, the headlines start to change every moment. And the headlines really is it was a race. If everybody was a rabbit, and the NBA is fitting that they're first because they were the one that shut this thing down. Mm-hmm. So it came full circle, 180, 360, however. So it makes sense for them to do it. Again, what's getting buried is Major League Baseball trying to get this 50 game going on again. Who cares? Back to the NBA. I want these guys, they say they're going to play July 31st. I said, how much time is they going to go July 9th? So a lot of these guys are in great shape. A lot of these guys are ready to go. Again, the ethics part of it, being down in Orlando, the rich get richer down there. But at the end of the day, once the ball goes up, no one cares. I hope they're safe. We'll talk to Eric names, and hopefully they can. I do something I think I've asked about. I don't know if Steve, you and Gary really care about it. I don't want to speak for you, but I do want the beat writers and the media I want access to see, to, you know, what's going on. This is going to be unprecedented. Every second, once these guys land, should be recorded. Edit how you want. But when Giannis get off the plane, I want a camera. Hey, man, how's it feel? You know, I want to record your first dunk. I mean, I want to, if you go get an ice cream cone, I want it on film, okay? Because this is going to be truly amazing. And my last thing is, Disney World, the big Disney World, opens up July 11th by appointment. So it's going to be a lot of people up in there. But as we also had the young man say, they got a lot of security, okay? Tons of security. So with that being mind, it's only fitting that NBA's first back, because they were the one that shut this thing down.
Before we get to a quick timeout here, got some breaking news from the city of Milwaukee. Breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Pod Friends. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. This is breaking news. Mayor of Milwaukee says the criteria will be met to move to the next phase of reopening at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, on a Friday, of course, allowing bars and restaurants to reopen for in-person services. City of Milwaukee will allow bars and restaurants to open for in-person services, and restrictions will be loosened on a number of other businesses going forward.
That's good for Friday, Steve, for fish fry, cuz.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just good
fish
for
Friday.
Just in general, because Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday are going into the weekend. People are going to want to go out to the bar or do whatever else. I don't know if you guys saw, but there's casinos opening up in Vegas, and there is videos floating around. These places are packed based on the videos that are being put out there. The dealers, car dealers and stuff, they all have masks on their face. And then, you know, they got these women dancing in different areas of the casino or whatever.
All right.
They have masks on as well. So you got.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Girls with masks on dancing. Then you got all the people that are dealing the cards. They got their masks on. The cocktail waitresses or whatever you want to call them, they've got their masks on as well. Then you take note as the video camera is like going around the different casinos. Like, nobody in the casinos actually have a mask on. The people that are visiting, like one to every 50 maybe, you actually see with a mask on in Vegas at a casino. The workers all have them on, but the people actually visiting,
not so much. I thought
they
were going to close every other slot machine. They didn't do that?
I did not. The video that I saw, one of the videos that I saw, was mainly in the card area. So it was like blackjack and craps and, well, craps isn't cards, but that type of area. I didn't see I should go look. Maybe I can find one in one of the
when
slots
you're gambling,
areas.
Though, you ain't thinking about it. You got a lot of adrenaline going. I just had a big discussion with Tim Allen. He filled in for Bill Michaels. You know he happy.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going anytime soon.
Well, he just know it's going to be open. He's happy.
Right. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Right.
Well, I think also, Steve, they got plexiglass up, too,
nope.
Between people.
Plexi?
Well, the video that I saw of the one Vegas casino, I thought there was going to be plexiglass between the car dealer and the rest of the people at the table.
Yeah,
not in
well,
the
one I saw this morning. I mean, maybe they're all probably different.
Everyone is different. Casinos. Yep, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So the one that I saw, they had plexiglass up. And I think that you could only get three people in there on the tables. So
on each table? Right. That's good.
Right. Yeah.
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 I just,
because of the plexiglass.
I guess I'm surprised
stuff.
Vegas didn't
and
make them
saw,
all do the same thing.
Yeah, they did. And then I saw the one that I saw also, too. Now they have sinks where you can wash your hands. They're set up in the middle of the floors in the casinos.
They've had time to put it together.
So
they
now you don't have to go to the bathroom and do it. They're smart. Now you don't have to go to the bathroom and wash your hands. You can just go in the middle of a casino right in the middle of the floor. They got them set up, kind of spread out in the middle of the casino floors where you can go wash your hands. And stuff.
Hopefully, unlike in the restroom sometimes where people just leave water running, hopefully that does not happen on the casino floor and you have water everywhere.
Yeah.
He's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler. The NBA has approved the 22-team format to resume the season. What are you looking forward to most with the NBA coming back? I got a feeling a lot of people listening are going to say gambling. That's my guess. We'll find out. Coming up next, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, It's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, right there. What's up, Leroy?
I need a Jackson update. Gary gonna give me a Brock update at 5. What have you been doing right now?
The 4-year-old. Four-year-old had a lot of fun. We were at Logan's first, the 13-year-old's first baseball game last night out in Maguanago, and there a playground or whatever. So,
nice.
You're outside. Yeah,
so there was nobody on the playground. So I was like, you want to go play in the last half inning on the playground? Go ahead.
Oh, that's nice.
So I stood over there, and he went and went down the slides and all that other stuff and so forth. So, yeah.
I'm assuming y'all took pictures. I don't even answer that. I'm just assuming you took pictures.
No, we were taking pictures of the baseball player, not of him, no.
Oh, my. I'm done.
How did the game go, Steve?
No. Well, I will admit on the radio, I fell victim to not.
I thought you said you fell asleep.
No, I fell victim to not wearing a mask yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just owning up to it, man. I'm just telling you.
You got shame.
Nobody got shame. You got shame, Gary.
There was literally nobody wearing masks at this whole thing. I was just like, oh my god.
None of people wearing masks. I told you that.
Not as I do.
Just crazy.
Well, Gary always.
I'm just admitting. I didn't have to come on the radio and admit it. I just figured I'd be straightforward and honest.
Well, how did the game go?
Game was okay. It was nice seeing everybody playing again and playing baseball. This was their first game. Playing. It was their third game.
Nice.
And then they got a new coach like the night before who didn't really know the kids. So there was a little bit of a process. They're going to have to kind of learn each other a little bit here as we go.
The process started kind of early, though, a little bit too early, though, right?
What do you mean?
You want to tell about the start time?
Yeah.
Because you're behind eight ball once you do that.
So our team thought the game was starting at 5:30, so they were out there at 4:30 warming up, and then about quarter after five, they're like, "Where's the other team and the umpire? Like, why isn't anybody else here yet?" And then come to find out, the game was at 7:00, not 5:30. Which was good for me, though, because that means I got to go, because otherwise I was going to be here at the radio station. I was going to get to go see it. Yeah, so at least I got to go see the game. And
things happen. Yeah.
So now there's a big tournament at The Rock this weekend we'll be at, so I can't wait to see how many people are at this thing and see how this whole thing plays out. So,
yeah,
should be fun and interesting.
Well, thanks for that update. Brought to you by your wife, Kay.
Okay, so the NBA has approved the 22-team format to resume the season. What are you most looking forward to with the NBA season coming back right now? And for me, it's seeing Giannis play again. I mean, for me, that's what it's all about, man. Having not seen Giannis play and not seen this Bucks team play and so forth. That's the one thing I'm really excited about. Hansen tweets at the fan, seeing the Bucks finish strong and make a push for the championship is what Hansen said. That whole type of deal and how this is all going to play out, I don't know. The one thing that I'm questioning, and you two can tell me overreacting, because it's basketball, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get a ball, you run up and down the court. That's basketball.
That's basketball, Steve.
But I realize players don't like preseason games and exhibition games and all this other stuff, and I understand. And I understand that they had played during the season. What I'm struggling with here is you're going to have these guys go from a training camp, essentially, in Orlando, straight into games, and there's not going to be any type of scrimmages or exhibition games to try and build these guys' minutes up or whatever the case may be before they actually count. At the end of the day, for me, there's nothing in here that I've seen from the NBA. I got the press release. There's nothing in here about those type of games occurring. It's simply, you know, June 15th, players located internationally will return to the market from Shams Charania. June 21st, all players report to the market, meaning here in Milwaukee. June 22nd, coronavirus testing begins. Training camp begins June 30th. July 7th, you travel to Orlando. The season begins on July 31st. How in the world? There's going to have to be some type of scrimmaging between teams or something in order to try and work up their minutes. Or can you legitimately, Gary, say to an NBA team there's no preseason games, there's no games whatsoever, you have your training camp and your practice, the first game counts, let's go. Can you do that?
Well, yeah, because I think you can get your conditioning in during practice. And if you're doing it right, Steve, the game is always easier than practice as far as conditioning is concerned. So, yeah, I mean, they can build that stamina up in practice. It's not like baseball where that pitcher's got to be stretched out for X number of games. In basketball, and even in football, too, the conditioning part comes in practice. The problem that you will have maybe, though, with some of these guys, you know, like I say, Reggie Miller can go shoot right now because that's just what he does.
And me.
But guys who are self-made, guys like Giannis, you know, if they haven't been getting any shots, I think it will take guys like Giannis to find their rhythm from a shooting standpoint. But from a standpoint of being ready to run and being ready to go, I think they can make that happen.
Well, one of the things when me and Budenheiser had our meeting, we had our masks on. We talked about what kind of system, where we're going to pick this system right up, where we picked, you know, left off. Is there some new wrinkles you found? Because you got to implement those programs. He indicated to me, Steve, that he had put in a few things, and he's emailed these guys, the ones that had iPhones. He emailed those because you have iCloud, you can't get in that cloud. And this is what we're going to do, because we're assuming everybody's going to take the Nick Nurse tape and think they're going to put that on us. But we're letting you guys know, Bucks fans, we are prepared. Okay, because two things came up to me. I couldn't get John Horst, his line was busy. I want to know when that Supermax date, do they move that date around, Steve? Because I heard you say free agency.
Yeah.
Where that date at for this year going into next year?
Free agency is October 18th.
And then do they have do that for next year? It may move because it may move the season, right?
Well, the season. Well, yeah, but the Supermax extension, he can still sign in free agency now. So, yeah, between October 18th, okay. And then the season, the training camp starts November 10th. So essentially, you get the second part of October to try and get this deal done.
Oh, I got you. Okay, that's the window that we need.
Right.
I don't want him to talk about it because I don't want him to get fined $50,000. But again, the one thing I want to see is a smile on these guys' faces. I do. I know that's the whole Leroy Butler treatment. But everybody's been, you know, quarantining. I mean, you got a lot of protests going on. You got, you know, COVID-19 kicking our tail. You know, a bunch of African Americans passing away. Over 100,000 people passed. 42 million people unemployment. I just want to see a smile. And one of the best smiles is Giannis' smile. That's what I think everybody will say once, you know, the NBA, I'd say, when you throw that ball up, people can say, hey, it's just as close as it's going to be. Now, you're going to miss the fans, and we'll talk to Eric about that. You're going to miss the fans.
Yeah, Eric Name in 348 or 248.
But if he has the access, Steve, to be able to report like I know he can report and look for things other media people miss, I think the fans will be brought into the game without actually being there. You know what I mean? Kind of the all back, you know, back pass thing. And, you know, because Adam Silver, man, I know we can't touch, but high-fiving him for getting this done. They figured it out. So they deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah, I think I would totally agree with you on that, especially when you look at where Major League Baseball is right now and whether or not they're going to get to go or not. And then you look at
what John made me get him 2 weeks. He told I told him, John tweeted, I'm giving him 2 weeks, John, and it don't look good.
No. It doesn't.
I'm trying to give him 2 weeks.
It doesn't look good as of right now, for sure. No, but the one thing, if you're Major League Baseball, you look at it and go, well, heck, they're not starting until July 31st. And I was reading a thing earlier today on Major League Baseball, and the Players Association wants to play through November. And Major League Baseball has no interest in playing through November because they're scared of a second hit of COVID-19 and then getting shut down and then not having a champion. So they want this thing done by the time November begins. That's their goal. Now, the NBA, on the other hand, let's say that were to occur, then that would delay the start of their season, obviously, if everything got shut down again in, say, November or December. But they would already have a champion name for this year. And that's what Major League Baseball is looking at and saying, guys, we get that you want to play all these games and all this, but we are rolling the dice on whether or not we're going to be going or not. And the Players Association simply says, we want to make as much money as we can. We want to play as many games as we can as well. And there's where the disconnect is. So we're going to see. I'm very interested to see. Got another one here that says, pending schedule. The Bucks' magic number for the number one seed is 2, pending schedule. So the number one seed will be wrapped up quickly. And then the other thing, Gary, is how much do you play your star players in these 8 regular season games if you're the Bucks at this point, knowing that you're locked up and you're just kind of waiting for this thing to get done? Are you going to run these guys a ton of minutes just to get them in as good a shape as possible, or are you going to rest them a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think you'll run them a ton, but I think you need to get some sort of, you know, you need to get that teamwork together, and they need to get that flow together. So I think you'll see them on the court a lot together, your combinations. And that, I mean, they know what their combinations are. These guys now just got to start playing together. So I think you would try to see them get their combinations together and guys in the flow of playing one another. I think that's going to happen right away.
Because in general, Leroy, you don't really see Giannis play a ton of minutes anyhow under Budenholzer. So now when you get into this 8-game thing, how many minutes are you going to play? 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes a night until it's time to go? And then when it is time to go, I mean, is he going to be ready to go 35 minutes if you need him? Now, again, you should not need him to go 35 minutes in the first round. So let me preference that by saying you should not need that in the first round of the playoffs against Orlando or Washington or Brooklyn or whoever it is. Yeah. You should not need Giannis playing, you know, 35 minutes a night in order to win a series.
Well, if KD out there, he's going to have to play. Because it's a big difference. I don't
if
know
if he plays.
Be ready or not.
Right.
You don't know if he'll play or not. Giannis still about, 15, 16 years old? What are you, 18, 19? He can run all day like a gazelle, cuz. He's in fantastic shape. He ripped up like my boy G.E. He is ripped.
Yeah, I wish y'all ripped up like that.
Be quiet. I'm trying to give you some praise. Don't step on it. Please don't.
Praise me.
Yeah.
Praise
me. He cut up
me.
Like my boy G.E. Now, putting up the shot,
praise
I'm not worried
me.
About that either, Steve. Because really, his game... is that he took to another level was throwing down to him on the block. You know, I like that. And so now that takes a coach, Gary, because I know we got to get to an update for COVID-19. That made me think, coaches, Gary, you have to evolve when it's unprecedented. We got to go to something different. Okay? And maybe that is something that they can benefit off of. So that's the excitement, the X and O's part of NBA. And people don't know this, but they actually do X's and O's. It's not just with football. But I guess the excitement, if you're the number one team, the Bucks, has to be through the roof, knowing that you're actually leaps away from winning a championship, not since 1971-72. That has to be very, very exciting.
All right, coming up next, we'll get an update here from CBS News and the latest going on, including COVID-19 and everything else going on around the country at this point. And then interesting comments by Brian Windhorst about the NBA coming back and their schedule, saying pretty much fans aren't going to be very happy probably before this is all said and done. And neither are teams. We'll tell you what he's talking about up next here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. The NBA has approved their 22-team format to resume the season. Only one team voting against it. That was the Portland Trail Blazers.
Why the Portland Trail Blazers, Steve? What's the scuttlebutt there?
I don't know. Well, Dame didn't want to play. Lillard didn't want to play. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know if the owner cares what Lillard thinks, but if that's what it is, and the owner knew that they was going to pass regardless. Okay, Dame, here. I'll do one for you and vote against it to show my solidarity with my star player.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. And that's scuttlebutt. That's not fact. That's just scuttlebutt.
Right.
All right. So NBA has approved the 22-team format to resume the season. And some of the important dates that you're going to need to know in all of this obviously come from Shams Charania as well as from Woj at ESPN. June 15th, players located internationally will return to their markets. June 21st, all players report. So everybody will have to be here in Milwaukee at that point. June 22nd, coronavirus testing begins. Training camp then gets going June 30th in Milwaukee. Then July 7th, all teams will travel to Orlando, or better yet, Lake Buena Vista, Florida, where Disney World is located. And then the season begins on July 31st. The finals, NBA finals, would then be October 12th, would be game 7 of the NBA finals if it went all the way out. October 15th will be the NBA draft. October 18th will begin free agency. And then for next season, November 10th, we'll start training camp for the next season with December 1st as a tentative opening night scheduled as of right now. So you would start the NBA season essentially in the last month of the regular season for the National Football League and miss going a month and a half straight up against the NFL like you would have had you started mid-October. And so really, the way this whole thing plays out doesn't leave any time really between this season and next. At all for players for the most part. Now, all these teams that aren't coming back and playing, they got plenty of time. They got more time than normal to get ready for next season. But these teams that go all the way through, like say it's the Bucks and the Lakers, those two teams aren't going to have nearly the amount of time off as they normally would in an off season. Okay, now Brian Windhorst joined the Rich Eisen show and said that the way the schedule is going to play out may not be the best. He said, quote, Zion Williamson is a made-for-TV player. He's probably going to have to play more difficult games than the Phoenix Suns. There's going to be an inherent unfairness, and fans and teams are going to complain about it, and they're all going to be right, but they're all going to have to deal with it, correct, end quote. And the reason he says that is because it would make sense that ESPN and Turner would want to be able to sell as many matchups between headlining players like LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, and Zion Williamson as possible. There are 9 teams from the Eastern Conference in the tournament as well. While that will create an unbalanced schedule, it may be easier to ensure that those teams play a similar schedule en route to the knockout round, meaning the thinking might be that the East plays the East, and maybe you get a Western Conference game thrown in there, I guess, at some point. But for the most part, everybody stays within their conference. Fans should expect, quote, 5 or 6 games per day, end quote, in Orlando, according to Windhorst. He says there is a very good chance that fans will see a lot of weekday afternoon playoff games. With many people still working from home, those games won't suffer from the absence of viewers that they might under regular circumstances. That comes from BarrettSportsMedia.com. Those quotes from Brian Windhorst from earlier today on the Rich Eisen show. And I don't know, man. To me, you may be working from home, but you're still going to be working from home to a certain degree, right?
You don't want to say you got 5 screens on your phones, so they can do it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, from our standpoint, it's great because we'll get to do post-game shows during big shows. If the Bucks, and you know the Bucks are going to get stuck with afternoon games because they're going to end up taking on like Orlando or somebody. Yeah. Nobody's going to care about that matchup. You're going to have much, much sexier matchups in the West that you're going to want to put on TV, or much sexier matchups in the East for that matter.
They're going to put them all up, Steve. I think most of people going back to work, they'll just have TVs at work now to enjoy it. Because even like these supervisors, they're going to want to see it. So there are going to be TVs. All this time, people put up these plexiglasses and all that stuff. They put up a nice little screen TV and watch some basketball and some training camp update and all. It's going to be fun.
That's the other thing, Gary, that plays into this.
I just hope everybody stays safe.
So we find out earlier in the hour that Mayor Barrett has decided that all the restaurants and bars can open up for in-person business starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. With that being said, and they're not being allowed to have any fans inside of any of these games, there will be no Bucks fans down in Disney World going to games. Do you think the bars and restaurants are going to see an uptick, even with COVID, with people wanting to go out and be a part of crowds watching these games?
Steve, how many people were wearing masks at the baseball game yesterday?
None.
There you go.
No, I'm not saying they're going to be wearing masks or not wearing masks.
I'm just saying. I'm saying the overabundance of people, just people.
Right.
They ain't wearing masks. People going to be out. They can't wait. Yes.
They didn't have masks on, 3 weeks ago when everybody went to the bar?
Yeah, no, man. They can't wait because.
It's like, I mean.
Whatever the rules
folks
are.
Whatever
the rules are. If it's optional, people probably not. But it's still going to be political. It's all going to be political.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think once we get to the point of the playoffs, and once you get through the first round of the playoffs, Bucks and Magic or whoever it is, And now you start getting it to a little bit tougher of a matchup, whoever that may be. Then I think is when everybody's going to start going out. And what are the Bucks going to do? Are the Bucks going to have those big block parties out in front of Mecca Sports Bar and Grill? They had the giant big screen TV and Joe Brown on mic and all these people squashed together like sardines all watching the game together. Are they going to have that out there and try and play that block party atmosphere up at that point? I would think not. I would think you probably can have that if you're going to social distance and do everything else that people are telling you. Or by that time, because again, we're talking August now, by that time, is it going to be, everybody's good, just everybody get back to doing what they're doing and seeing what it is? Because that's the one complaint I think most fans are going to have about this is, if my team's doing really well, I can't be at the game to celebrate with them. If they win the thing, are we really going to have a parade or anything with everything going on with COVID? Is that actually even going to happen? Or is it just going to be within the comforts of our own house, we're going to celebrate and that'll be the end of it? And there will be no celebration with the team itself because of COVID-19. All lots of questions still to be answered. Up next, the guy that has the answers to everything, Leroy Butler's, I think, favorite guest on the show, Eric Name.
Always.
Follow him on
always right.
On Twitter, Eric_Name. He joins us next here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Right, dog.
GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Gene Wagner.
All of your plumbing needs. And this guy, Eric Name joins us now on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name, I should say. Eric, thanks so much for coming on this afternoon.
Fellas, how we doing?
Well, I got to know how you're doing. I'm interested in this because you got yourself in a position here that I find intriguing because you're a guy that has covered this team all year long, going with the team, covering the team at home games. Any idea whether or not you are going to be able to go down to Florida or whether or not you're going to be stuck in your place on Zoom press conferences?
I don't know if there's any clarity on that quite yet. But I do know that, you know, the Professional Basketball Writers Association and really any media organization is working very hard to make it all possible. But, you know, as we get back into this and, you know, as we see the Board of Governors approve the deal today, I think we're going to figure out in the next 2 months that there's still a long ways to go to figure out how to make everything safe, figure out how to, you know, keep an entire campus clean, how to keep it, you know, safe because we are still in the middle of a pandemic here. So I think we're going to learn more and more about that from a media perspective. But I think probably more importantly, we're going to figure out a lot of that from a player and organization perspective about how they're going to try to do all of that going forward. Because with 22 teams, it is it's quite a task.
No doubt about it. And I think when you look at the setup. Are you okay with the setup the way they got it, Eric? With the number of teams.
I think it's kind of ridiculous that there's 22 teams there. I don't think the Suns belong in the Western Conference. I don't think the Wizards belong in the Eastern Conference. But you know, in the end, I think we're seeing that the league wanted to make sure that they got as many teams within reason to Orlando for some games, and I think you could probably argue whether or not Phoenix and Washington are within reason, but they're there nonetheless. So they want to try to get as many teams as they could without going too crazy and without going all 30. So they ended up at 22. You know, as far as how much any of this will affect the Bucks, I think everything looks pretty good for them. We didn't see any of the drastic plans that, you know, we talked about last week where they're talking about reseeding the whole thing from 1 to 16. They're talking about group play. They're talking about all these different things. From that perspective, for the Bucks, this is a win. They get to stay as the one seed in the Eastern Conference. They get to play best of seven series. They don't have to worry about the reseeding of 1-16. They just get to pretty much do everything like normal. And I want to be clear here, not having home court advantage is a big deal. Like, that is something that they fought for the entire season. And obviously the ability to host a Game 7 at Fiserv Forum would have been something that they would have really looked forward to and kind of hung their hats on. But other than that, like, as far as this scenario goes, I think it probably ends up going as well as it could for the Bucks.
Do you think, in your professional opinion, do you think they'll, some teams have two game plans for the Bucks, one for regular season because they know they're very good and they blow everybody out, but when they play in the playoffs, do you think they'll just go get what Toronto tried to do or was able to do for four games? Or do you think, but this has been so unprecedented, everybody pretty much just going to have to run their system and didn't have time to really implement a game plan just to stop Giannis?
I think if, you know, if Bud is any sort of gauge on this, guys are going to spend, you know, they spent these 4 months in the film room. They spent figuring out, you know, the teams that they could possibly play. They figured out, you know, how the matchups might work. And for a team like the Bucks, it's a little bit more difficult because 4-6 in the East are up in the air, 7-8. But, you know, ultimately, everyone knows that we better have a Bucks game plan ready to go if we want to go to the NBA Finals. So that means the Raptors, the Celtics, the Sixers, the Pacers, the Heat, all of them were probably at some point working on a game plan. And I mean, I guess if they weren't, they still got 2 months to do it. But like, if everyone's going to be thinking through that, I think the big thing to keep in mind is that everyone kind of, I don't want to say everyone knows the game plan, but everyone
I know what you're saying, though. They kind of know what you're,
Yeah, against Giannis, you know you're going to try to build the wall. You know you're going to try to stack it up, make sure he has to go through three or four guys. You're going to make sure that you try to get underneath him, get physical, make sure there's somebody at the rim. Like, everyone's going to try to do that, but there's only so many teams in the league that can have all of those guys. And that's something I always went back to with that Raptors series last year, is the Raptors had the league's best one-on-one defender in Kawhi Leonard. They had Marc Gasol, who's a former Defensive Player of the Year, as the main guy double-teaming. They have Kyle Lowry, who's an all-defensive point guard. They have Danny Green, who's an all-defensive wing. Like, you have just a bunch of guys there that can defend, right? Like, that's kind of how all of this works. So I think the big thing for them is just trying to figure out, do we have the personnel to do it? And most teams don't.
Talking with Eric Name here on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. My thing about this whole thing is I've seen the plan, as much of it that's been released, obviously. I don't see anything in there by, like, an exhibition game or a team scrimmaging against one another. And I realize that we're in the season and it's not before the season. You've had a long layoff. Do you think there's any type of worry about getting these guys right back on the court and playing 30, 35 minutes a game? Because, well, the Bucks may not have to do that, obviously, because they're sitting pretty in the one seed. These teams that are fighting for a playoff spot, they're going to have to play each game like it's essentially life or death for them to try and continue on in the postseason.
Yeah, I think we are going to see that. I don't know if they're going to be like, you know, in like college basketball, they have like the secret scrimmages,
yes,
right? Like the ones, like the unscheduled ones.
Nobody's allowed to go there and report from it, and yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
right. So I don't know if it'll be that version of it. Like, if you find, like, let's say the Bucks pop and Bud are really close. I don't know if there's a situation where you're close with somebody and you say, "Hey, let's get a game so my guys can get something going here." Like, I don't know if it's gonna be that, or if they're gonna do it more formally where there is a couple exhibition games, but, you know, like, the timeline's always going to be a factor here. But I do think, you know, you're going to have to get there and try to get some sort of exhibition. And whether that is, a secret scrimmage, whether that's, like, a cross-team practice that, you know, you see in the NFL at training camp sometimes where you have teams come through. Like, I don't know how that's going to happen, but undeniably, I don't think all of these teams want to go straight into a spot where it's like, "Hey, lights are on. You need to catch up three games in the seed." Like, no one's going to want that. So they are going to have to find a way. And, I mean, it's going to be delicate. Like, there also just might be some of it is too bad, guys. Like, maybe you shouldn't be three games back in for the fifth seed or whatever it may be. Like, maybe you shouldn't have put yourself in this spot. You're going to have to deal with it now. So I do think they're going to try some of that, but I don't know if we'll end up ever hearing the details of it, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that if that's the way they try to figure out how to do it. But I think, you know, it sucks for Bucks fans only because, listen, we haven't won an NBA championship since the 60s. And now you don't get an opportunity to get to five serve. Now, everybody has to do it, right? I mean, everybody's going to be. But, I mean, you've had a team that's long-suffering, right? So, say if it's the Lakers and the Bucks in the finals. I mean, I would feel more sorry about the Bucks fans because they just haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, man, it stinks. Like, it just does. And, again, I think, ultimately, if the Bucks win their second title in franchise history,
right,
Bucks fans will be able to look the other way and be okay with it. But, you know, what if they end up losing in the finals? And you have that thought in your head, like, man, if we could have got four games at Pfizer Forum, maybe we end up stealing one of those games that we lost or something like that. Like, I do think it will always end up being a what if. But I do think ultimately, you know, talking with people, it didn't sound like the Bucks pushed all too hard for – I mean, there was, like, some ridiculous proposal I heard about, like, trying to ship in, like, your home court or something like that reported. And from everything I've heard, the Bucks weren't the team kind of pushing for that to try to get some sort of home court advantage. Everyone just knows, like, hey, we can't control this. We're kind of stuck with this.
Right.
Yeah, you got another one, Gary? You good?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that the conditioning of the Bucks has always been real good because they always play in the high hundreds and they're one of the top defending teams. I think one of the things we said is the one thing we're looking forward to when the NBA starts is the smiles on these guys' faces. That's going to be something that everybody's going to need, but it also makes me think that, and I looked at the way if somebody gets tested, you know, if test positive, they're going to quarantine them. If there's multiple players, they're going to quarantine them and things of that nature. But, you know, and I see that I think the Chinese are going to play June 20th, I think. They're going to play basketball. Ultimately, I got to go back to this again. How are the media access is going to be behind the scenes? Are all these games going to be on one channel? All of it, the beat writers. I advocate the beat writers like yourself and a few other people should travel with the team and stay with the team so you can get everything documented. And I know you probably, I don't know if they told you guys this or not, but I think if the fans can't be there, those are kind of stories that can really help the fan base stay, you know, clued in on what's going on down there.
Yeah, I do think that's a big part of it is that, like, you know, on a normal day, fans are going to get to see it. Fans are going to get to feel it. Like, what is it actually like in an empty arena? What does it feel like for the players? Like, all of us being able to have that access and have those conversations is going to be a big part of this. And obviously, yeah. I think we're going to be in a spot, that even once we do get to August, where people are still going to be clamoring for the world to kind of return to normal. And watching NBA games will be a big part of it, but everything else is going to be, you know, a lot bigger as we try to figure it out. Like, if you look at the Bucks, Bud is a big, you know, load management guy. He's someone that keeps the minutes low for all these guys. Those eight games when they come back, you know, how often is Giannis going to play? Is he going to play all eight of those? Is he going to play six of those? Same thing with Chris. What about Brooke Lopez? How do the older guys feel as they come back to it? Being able to actually tell those stories as opposed to, you know, only having a Zoom call with the best player on the team or the two top performers from a game or something, like, that's going to be totally different. So I would agree. I think there's going to be a lot of stories in there for us to tell. And, you know, the hope would be that some of us get that opportunity to get in there and embed with them and, you know, kind of see how it all goes.
Talking with Eric Name here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Sarah Todd just tweeted this out, and Sarah Todd is with the Desert News, covers the Utah Jazz. NBA approves format to head to Orlando. Florida Today reports 1,419 new confirmed cases of coronavirus, the highest daily total the state has seen to this point. The coronavirus thing is something that's going to change the game as well. Alabama football is reporting, I think, that they have five COVID cases as of today on their football team. You get a basketball team that gets 3 to 5 players with COVID, that's going to change the complete outlook of what that series is going to look like going forward.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the big thing here, too, is that from everything we've kind of heard in the lead up to this, today was the Board of Governors, right? Like, the players still are going to have to approve this, and we're still going to have to hear kind of what the safety precautions are, because, I mean, I don't think any NBA player is going to be okay with agreeing to the idea that, hey, if you're going to the NBA Finals, you have to stay on this campus for 3 months. The 8 restaurants that they have, the cooks that they have, whatever, like, that's all you can do. You can't leave to play golf. You can't do anything else. Like, that's not going to happen. So there is going to be a level of personal responsibility from all these people to sort of try to figure out exactly how it is that they go about, I mean, in some ways kind of policing themselves. Like, it just, I know this kind of hypothetical has been talked about before, but just imagine if you're the guy that ruins a title run for LeBron James. What if you're the guy that ruins a title run for Giannis Antetokounmpo? There's going to be some peer pressure there that, hey, if you want to leave the campus, you can do it to go see your family or do whatever you need to do, but, like, you need to be responsible. And, you know, there's obviously the opportunity that if someone leaves, if someone's a little bit careless, and, I mean, with this virus, sometimes it might not even be on you. If you go to a restaurant that wasn't cleaned properly, or a golf course and a golf cart wasn't cleaned properly, all of a sudden you have COVID-19, and maybe it wasn't even a fault of your own. So, I mean, the safety and the measures that they have to go through to protect players and staffs and everyone that's going there, I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's certainly mind-boggling. Like, it's going to be a really tough ask of everyone involved.
You know, the other thing, too, about this, when we talk about this season and how this is all going to roll out going forward, as far as how the end of the season goes, Eric, and the start of the next season, if the NBA Finals goes all the way through 7 games, we're talking October 12th, the draft's 3 days after that, and then free agency 3 days after that, training camp in early November on the 10th, start of the season December 1st. I mean, these teams that go deep in the playoffs aren't going to have much of an offseason to get ready before they go full bore for another full season.
Yeah, everyone's going to have to pretty much be ready to go and hop right back into it, which, I mean, I think is kind of, I don't want to say it's a disaster waiting to happen, but, like, you're going to see teams that are probably going to hold out guys for a month next year, right? In the next season, they're going to be thinking, hey, my guy didn't get a break. Like, Giannis didn't get a break. All right, he's out for the next month. Like, that teams are going to have to deal with all that. So, yeah, it's going to get really tight at the end. You know, that I think in some ways means hopefully teams took care of their business during the last 2 months and the next 2 months, that whether that's draft scouting, whether that's prepping for free agency, whether that's, you know, going through all of the different possibilities, all the different ways that the offseason could happen. Like, all of that stuff needed to, I mean, in many ways, be prioritized in the last couple months. So I think there's got to be some organizational planning that occurred from all these teams to get through that. But, no, there's no doubt about it. Everything's going to move real fast once the season ends. And if you're the Bucks and you're planning on making a finals run, that means it's moving extra fast for you.
Eric, the one thing that I – you know, I'm a worry wart, so, but this, well, because of the Giannis super extension or whatever you want to call it here, and with salary,
this is my fault.
It is your fault.
I put it in his head.
But with the salary cap expected, I'm assuming to go backwards because of this whole COVID-19 thing, Eric. How are these teams going to approach free agency? Because I would assume, like Major League Baseball, a lot of these guys are going to have to take less money than what they had accounted on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is going to be kind of the lessons that the league learned from 2016, because we saw something similar happen where they fell into the big TV contract and they had to decide, do we want to smooth out the cap or do we want to spike it? And they decided that they wanted to spike it. And in doing so, it enabled Kevin Durant to sign with the Golden State Warriors, and it totally affected I mean, it affected everything. The league was not the same for those 3 years where they were able to build that super team. So they're going to really have to think this through as they decide, all right, how much money are we going to hold on to for the players? How much are we going to let this cap dip? Because if you actually use the formula that the salary cap is based on, there's a good chance that there's 26 teams in the luxury tax. Like, that's just the reality of the situation, if that's how it goes. So to me, that seems like something that's totally out of the question, that everyone's going to have to work together to figure out how the cap, it can't dip too much. It's going to have to dip some because we don't have the same amount of revenue and all that. But everyone's going to have to figure out, how do we get through this without totally affecting the balance of play balance of competitiveness in the league. Go ahead.
Okay, I agree with you. It's not going to just, you know, go down off the cliff in one big amount, but I mean, it could be, well, we're going to take, you know, $10 million off this year, and then the following year we're taking five off, and the following year we're taking five off. Even in just those increments, that does affect any type of long-term deal that you're going to do with certain guys, I would think.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be incumbent on the league to kind of inform people how this is going to work, because with the Giannis Supermax, he can sign it at the start of the next financial year, but the starting dollar amount starts the following year. So
right.
We're not talking about the 2020-21 season. We're talking about the 2021 and the 2022 season.
Yep.
So if for the Bucks, if they're told, hey, we're going to dip for a year and come back, great. That's gravy. Sounds good. Giannis is still going to get paid just as much money or very similar close to what it's going to be. But if it is going to be 5-5-5-5 in the next 4 years, like taking that amount of money off, yeah, then that's going to make a really big difference. So like I said, all of this is going to be incumbent on everyone talking it through, over-communicating, and making sure everyone's on the same page, because the worst thing that could happen is that it doesn't get talked through, they don't decide on some of these things, and then they make a split decision on October 10th or whatever it may be. 8 days later, you have to figure out how this is going to work. And then, oh, by the way, next offseason, we screwed up the math. And actually, the thing that we said was going to happen isn't going to happen anymore. So, you're 100% right. This is going to be an incredibly difficult time for everyone to get through. But I think one thing to think about is uncertainty from Giannis or from anyone else. Any supermax is based on a percentage of the salary cap, and any of those raises. 8% is what the Bucks can offer year to year. 5% is what everyone else can offer year to year. They can start at a higher percentage of the cap. So if you are Giannis and you want to guarantee you get the absolute most money, no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter how much money they take out the cap, anything like that, there's only one place that's going to get you the most money. And it's going to be by a significant margin. Like, nothing else is going to be close. So that's going to have to be the big thing that everyone kind of tries to figure out. But, yeah, it's going to be rough. Everyone's going to have to figure out how to do this.
Hopefully they don't ask you for money to pay Giannis. That wouldn't be good. Eric, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. And
thanks,
man. You the man, cuz.
Hopefully you don't get stuck in Milwaukee covering the team, but we'll see how this all goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Are you even putting that out?
3 months in Orlando on the same campus? I don't know if that's much better, but yeah, I would prefer
to come back with a nice tan.
I'd prefer to be in Orlando. Man, right. I'd be on Space Mountain every day. Right. Who are you kidding?
Right. He'll be sending us videos, him golfing.
Yeah. Eric, have a good one, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
There's Eric Name. Follow him on Twitter, Eric_Name. Read all of his great stuff there. Okay.
Yes.
We talk about so much. The Packer way.
Uh-huh.
And for
the
longest time, I have poo-pooed it and said, get out of here.
Packer way!
I don't want to hear
about
the Packer way. Well,
yeah,
they had their moment today, and we'll let you hear all about their moment coming up next. But first,
the
company that has their moment every day, Gary.
Oh, yes.
Pella Windows and Doors.
Hey guys, after an all-time record-breaking sales month in May, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is poised to make June another big month with your choice of 12-year 2.99% APR financing or 5-year zero interest and 5 months with no first payment. Now, because of the record sales, folks, they're now hiring experienced subcontractors, installers for their Brookfield, Green Bay and Mets. Location, all you folks talking about there ain't no jobs, there ain't no jobs, you can't get a job. Well, my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors offer you people jobs. If you're experienced as a window and door installer, listen up for why you should apply now. Pella is the number one nationally recognized brand. Pella has been in business for nearly 95 years. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin offers the highest pay for installers in the industry, and you'll get hands-on training working daily with project managers to ensure completions. Apply now at PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Apply now at PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Guys, your choice of 12 years, 2.99% APR finance, zero or 5 years, zero interest, and 5 months with no first payment is on through June 30th. Restrictions apply. Guys, stop in or schedule your free in-home consultation today. That is at PellaWI.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.